B-Pod Studios.
What a bad move if the Red Sox decide to trade Mookie Betts.
Listen, it's going to be the last year of his deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Red Sox, because we have one of the highest payroll, you know, out of everybody in the big league. Mm-hmm. And I don't think our owner, John Henry, want to go past that. To sign a guy like my boy, Mookie,
yeah,
which he have, I think he have a certain amount of money offer. He won a different amount. I think it will just blow the payroll for the Red Sox. So this is the time for the Red Sox. They're going to make a move with him to do it right now so they can get some round pick, some prospect.
But who's as good as Mookie? Like, that's the thing. You got a top sitting with it right now.
Yeah,
top
but that's,
player
that's,
in the league.
That's when you take advantage of having a guy like him in your side and when you know that you can afford to pay him.
Yeah.
So what you do, you trade him and get some young talent. I'm not going to say that you're going to go out there and get a Mookie Bet.
Yeah.
Because you don't see a Mookie Bet every day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But players develop. Players get to a certain level. Players get to learn. You know how the game is right now, that everybody's 19, 20. You go out there and chase that. You know that when you trade guys like Mookie Bet somewhere else, you're going to get really good stuff.
You hope. It doesn't always work out, though. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a poker game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You pick players by the report that you get from the scout.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you go from there.
Yeah, what could go wrong with prospects? As I wait for what's-his-face from the Cardinals, who was the number one prospect in baseball for 45 years, to finally make his first major league start. John, you've been on hold for 45 minutes. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I wanted to talk about David Price.
Yep.
Excellent pitcher.
Eh.
He's just not liked by the media, but he's liked by his teammates. I don't think you guys are giving him the credit he deserves. I mean, he was pivotal in helping us win a World Series.
There's no question about that. No question.
But you can recognize that he obviously was a major part of them winning, but also think that he is a gigantic maniacal douche, right?
Okay, he's got a big ego, sure.
Yeah, and he also tells jokes that no one's quite certain what he's saying when he goes, you know, I hold all of the cards and every pack of cards is a joker. And then he like moves his eyebrows up and down. So, and then, you know, you can't like that. But no, you're right. He was pivotal to the World Series,
yep.
No question.
Yeah, but ultimately he's a good player, and
yep.
He's positive to his teammates. The media just doesn't like him.
Anyone who pisses off Dennis Eckersley,
I'm not convinced.
Like, you got to be a real dick to get in Dennis
Eckersley
his face and insult him on a pun intended.
But John, you bring up how the media didn't like Ted Williams. And as much as I respect Williams and the fact that he had to sacrifice so much of his career to be in the military, I mean, he was a prick. I mean, he
lost out on the MVP award 1 year specifically because of that.
And he was like a nasty guy, like until he died. He was just like a nasty, nasty guy. Good fisherman, but a nasty guy. All right. We have Billy Jaffe here. But first, something's treading. It's because, you know, the Red Sox like to smear guys on the way out of town.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. And so what is the hashtag?
So the hashtag that is trending right now that was started this morning by us, hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign. And they are coming in fast and furious. And by the way, people are like around the country are going, oh, wow. Look at what kind of Red Sox fan would try to have a smear campaign for Mookie Betts. And they obviously don't understand what's going on if they would just click on the hashtag.
Well, listen, I mean, Twitter is obviously a place where there's nuance.
Mookie has told inside sources that he does a better Larry Flint impression than Fred Dutcher. Hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign.
Mookie Wilson was in one of my films.
Mookie Wilson, all right. Mookie Betts had the idea for
Baby
Nut.
Let's just say the ball didn't go through his leg.
Mookie Betts does not believe that Pitbull is a lyrical genius. Hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign. Mookie actually likes Jim Gray. Hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign. Mookie was pushing for the Celtics to cut Taco. On top of that, you've got Mookie tried, but just couldn't get into Dick Flavin's poetry. Hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign. You got Mookie stole all of John Henry's Werther's originals. Mookie actually enjoyed the final season of Game of Thrones. Hashtag Mookie Smear Campaign. Mookie declared that Kevin can't wait.
Oh, he can wait.
Mookie Betts told Dan Roach that Disney World isn't the happiest place on earth. Hashtag Mookie smear campaign. So these are just a few of them that are getting in.
All right.
Some of those, there's the ones that I can read.
Okay.
There's some of them that are pretty bad.
Yep.
And where are my words?
Thank you, John Henry, for weighing in on all of this.
Why aren't they stuck together?
So he said, Fred, you're commenting on people telling confusing jokes. Tell another Different Strokes joke, please.
Okay.
Somebody just bring up Andre Drummond.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the gentleman who has a daughter and adopted two African-American children from the wrong side of the tracks?
That would be Mr. Drummond, yes.
Yes, that every member of that show at one point or the other, except for Willis, was kidnapped.
not a very good father, I would think.
No. No, everyone was, and the way they kidnapped Arnold was very, very, they said, hey, you want to look at, you like space? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, come in the room, this room, and I'll show you NASA videos. And he locks him in, and he tries to have his way with the daughter. And then good. Sam got kidnapped by a family, and like by the mom. Or by the dad, and they had, like, dinner, and everyone had to, pretend that, like, they didn't kidnap Sam until finally one of the kids, like, was, or the mom was like, I can't do this anymore. We got to give Sam back. But he was at, an outfitter, like a nature camping outfitter.
You were a big Different Strokes guy, right there, Billy Jaffe?
Billy Jaffe, as a freshman, went to prom with a senior.
As a sophomore, went to prom with a senior.
Yes, sir.
As my girlfriend that year.
And who was easy on the eyes.
It was interesting. It was fun.
Yeah, Jaffe got laid when he was like 11.
God bless you. Good for you. They all knew you were a stud even back then, back when you had hair.
A long time ago.
Jeffy went bald at a very early age. This is a hockey helmet.
Superhuman powers. You lose your hair, you get more chicks.
Virility, that's what they say, right?
Yeah, but I was playing golf with Jaffe, and he informed me that as a sophomore, he went to prom with a senior.
Yeah, well, we were talking about older women then. I don't remember what it was.
We were talking about MILF or Ruse.
MILFs, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The good old days.
It's good how you dabble like that. I'm impressed. Good for you.
Well, if you go out and play golf with me, I can assure you that the topic of MILFs will come up. Oh, yeah.
Like on the third shot.
No. I played golf once a year with Fred at the very least. We're at the company tournament, and I can tell you for a fact that is true. Usually it happens around two or the second or third hole. Maybe with you it was sooner.
With Jaffe, I believe it was a par three, which at Woodland is the fourth hole. And there was, he said, what's the distance? And I said, Rue McClanahan. All right. Well, Billy's here. We'll talk to him about all things Bruins. I went to the game last night. I made it through half the second period before I said I'm old and have been drinking, and now I must bid everyone adieu. And Nick did the same, so I didn't feel so bad. But
thank you for being.
I'm getting a boner.
Travel down the road back again.
Sometimes when I hate myself, I just go, "B. Arthur, you're a pal. Let's take an imaginary ride."
But you hate yourself?
Yeah. I picture B. Arthur, like, using me.
Really?
Like, we switch genders. You know, through prosthetics and things.
Billy, why are you backing away from the microphone? You're fully involved in this conversation. What's the problem?
Confusing jokes. Different stroke jokes are designed... The Different Stroke jokes are designed for pregnant pauses, and everyone knows that. Come on. Give me a break. We do 4 hours of radio. What do you want me to do? Sometimes
Different Strokes.
That's from what's happening.
I can't turn it down fast.
You snuck it right in there. That was good.
What's happening just slides in there every once in a while.
I can't.
We've been circling around it the whole show.
And that is 80% my fault. I blame that on no one else but myself.
Radio gold.
All right.
Now the world don't move.
Should we play the eight ball?
Willis needs a job.
You get the picture.
He wasn't sure until the end there.
Do you want to play the entire opening for Different Strokes 8 Ball?
I would.
I don't even know if I have that.
It's a good 15 minutes.
If I've heard it, then you have it there. And I have heard it.
You
before.
See, I don't know if we do.
I mean, the
intro for Different Strokes 8 Ball was basically the opening of Spaceballs. You know, when the spaceship comes out and it just goes on forever and ever and ever. Right. And that was, Fred had like 3 pages worth of writing for the intro for
He was possessed by, he had made a deal with the devil in order to make great real estate deals. And
did you watch Different Strokes, Billy?
Mm-hmm. Billy was like getting laid and playing
That's
hockey.
True. He was 11.
Yeah, he wasn't watching Saved by the
Bell. Who didn't watch Different Strokes?
Me. Yeah.
Commies.
This would have been a great phoner.
Who didn't watch Different Strokes? Jeff on line 2. Me.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Dave.
Everybody
on line
watched
6.
It.
Me.
Do you remember when Mrs. Garrett left and they said, and like he was making fun of like Arnold was making fun of epilepsy, and the maid goes, you know, I have epilepsy, and the whole crowd goes, ooh, and then it cuts to commercial.
Yeah.
That was an episode about epilepsy.
I honestly don't know where the theme to Different Strokes 8 Ball is.
Damn it. Oh, well, it's probably in the Radio Hall of Fame. All right, we'll be right back with Billy.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Krejci wheels in, crisscrosses to the right circle, sends it right of the net, rotating. Is Corrali out in front? Krejci shoots and scores! Wanted to fire it earlier. One stay on the tank. Then he got it, drilled it home. 3-0 Bruins.
98.5. The Sports Hub. I had the fortunate privilege of being in the rafters section of the Garden.
Oh, is it?
It's great. It's great.
The view is awesome. And they're cantilevered, as a matter of fact, too.
Which is a word I had never heard of before.
It's great, especially for a hockey game. It's like you're playing like NHL 95. It's like you're playing a video game from your view up there. It's awesome.
You get your own bar.
Yeah, the bars look great. I've only done the walk around at 5 o'clock or so.
You have half a Coors Light and then decide that it's time to go home.
You get the special elevators. That.
Yep, you get a special elevator that takes you up there. So I have nothing but nice things to say about Raptors. As for my own body being able to handle alcohol, I have quite a bit of issues. But I had a half a beer at the game. Let's say that I experienced more than that before. But Billy, this is a team that came back from a 9-game break, and they decided, let's Olivia Newton-John this bitch and get physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a directive, I would imagine, from Cassidy. And how are you feeling about this?
I wouldn't so much say it's a directive as it is a response to what didn't happen in that Columbus game, where as a team, I think they understood that they had to respond better.
Mm-hmm.
They have, but it's been real. It hasn't been forced. They were drawn into the fight literally and figuratively by the Winnipeg Jets the first game out of the break. I've never been involved. We haven't been together since then, because last week you guys had that little event called the Super Bowl, so we didn't get to talk about it. But I haven't seen a game where after a break, the All-Star break or the league-mandated CBA break, where it's been that physical.
Yeah, that was great.
I haven't. I haven't in my time. Now, I'm not going back 20 years. I'm going back a couple of years.
Sure.
Normally, those games are a little sloppy here and there. Sometimes, actually, sloppiness does lead to physical play because guys aren't handling the puck as cleanly and moving it as crisply. But regardless, that game, because of Charlie McAvoy's ultra-clean hit on Mark Scheifele early in that Winnipeg game, they got drawn into the fight because Winnipeg says, well, we got to respond. Well, okay, that's fine. And then Winnipeg tried to respond a few other times, and the Bruins said, screw you, we're right here with you. Bruins played beautifully there.
Did you like Carlo's penalty? Did you like him
fighting?
I mean,
he went with Bork. You're talking about
when he got the major, or was that the next game?
Well, he got in a fight against Gabriel Bork, where he got the instigator.
Yeah,
That the problem with the instigators, we don't have enough time to get it, but it's so subjective.
Right.
And, I mean, they called the instigator the other way on one of the Winnipeg players, too. So I was, I guess, fine with it, Fred. But yeah. I thought it was a little inconsistent. But anyway, so yeah, am I happy with it? Sure, of course I'm happy with it. I'm happy with, you know, Wallach and I were just talking off air. I mean, Tuukka got hit last night. Beagle, the end of the game. I like Jay Beagle a lot.
It's a cheap shot.
It was. You know, I don't know why. Like, you know, you're down. Stupid play. But anyways, and then everybody was right there. And the refs actually called that one right, too. They, you know, when Vancouver got the extra penalty for it. So I'm happy. The Bruins look really refreshed coming out of the break. Yeah. They needed it.
Well, you could tell they needed it. By the way, I saw Krejci down in South Beach when I was down there.
Horton and Lucic were all down there.
So was Pastrnak, apparently.
Yeah.
So, after the All-Star break. I think somebody said they saw Pastrnak after, like, between when he was done and
there was a couple of players down there. Some were having, you know, part of the festivities type of thing, and I know there are one or two that were just kind of laying low, so to speak. And
what's up with the frosted tips on Luch?
No, they're not frosted tips. He's full-on blonde.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like he's dyed the entire thing.
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know. Is that some weird like Canadian trend that I'm not aware of?
It's sunnen. It's just...
right. All right, he wants that villain from an 80s teen movie look.
Yes. Yeah. He's turning over the lunch tables at the high school. All right. Chris Kreider.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Yep.
How hurt is he? Is he hurt?
He's not in play.
Okay.
Are they protecting it because he's a potential asset for them to move? Maybe.
Okay. Do you like? Because I'm going to name some guys.
I like Chris. His speed is very evident, prevalent. He's a left shot again. I know he can play the offside, but I think ideally I'd really love a natural right wing. But I like Chris. I like the hometown aspect of it. He's a guy that I think could handle it, you know.
Where does he play?
For the New York Rangers. Oh, you mean what position?
Yeah, I mean, I have it in front of me.
Oh,
I mean, I have
left wing, but he can also play right wing.
No. Where would you put him in the line?
Oh, that's the thing. You know, you would probably try and move him to the right side with Krejci.
All right, so he'd be a second liner. Let's go to another. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Tyler...
Toffoli. He's a right shot, right wing from the LA Kings.
Now, where would he fit in terms of...
Well, in theory, you know, he's... you would try him probably with Krejci as well. Here's the thing about Krejci, though. Right now, Krejci is real happy. You know, and Carson Kuhlman in, four or five games is one goal and four assists right now. I mean, he's come back and played as well. Krejci, you can tell when David is real happy, he's got the giddy up, the gallop, I like to call it, to a step. He's playing with very bright players right now that understand the spacing, and they understand his ability. When Krejci holds on to the puck, they understand what to do. They get it back for him, and they get open.
Okay, what about Joe Thornton? Last year of a contract.
Yeah, his name's been out there a lot.
Third line center.
Well, then you're moving Coyle up to the right wing to play with Krejci. Is that what you're suggesting? Well,
no, I'm just telling you what I've heard, is that there is some sentiment around people who cover the league that you could get Thornton for very little.
You could get him for a lot less than years past. Obviously, right. The team is in the dumps out in San Jose. California.
He still has the ability to be physical.
Well, he's big. He's not the overly physical. He doesn't shoot a lot, but would he bring a presence? Yeah. Would I say that would be my first choice as much as I love Jim? Joe? No.
Okay, if you had to pick someone who could be traded, I have this list in front of me because, I don't know who half these guys are. If you play it on the West Coast, I don't know who you are. I mean, really. I mean, what do I
watch? Understand.
If you had to pick a guy who could be available, who would you pick and why? Would it be Kreider?
Well, Kreider's interesting. In fact, I was just stopped on my way, and right before I came in getting a coffee, and a guy asked me about Kreider. Being the local kid, but the other thing is I keep hearing that the Rangers may still be interested in re-signing him because they're having a bit of a better year than perhaps they thought they were going to have. And then they're trying to say, wait a second, if we don't re-sign him to, I think he's at $4 million. You know, what are we gonna do? Because we've got guys that are like Artemi Panarin and other young players, Buchnevich, et cetera, that we need to have other good players around them. I mean, the one that makes on the surface a lot of sense is Toffoli. The question, you know, would this could be a big opportunity for a guy like Tyler Toffoli because his contract situation, he's still in age wise, Freddie, he's still in the prime, should be in the prime of his career. Could be a big payday if he has a big run with the Bruins or a bigger payday. I don't know. I mean, I think the Bruins are going to look at, okay, here's kind of a dumb statement, but I'll say it, as a forward and a D.
How about this? Is that there is a scenario here where the Sharks would send Brendan Dillon and Joe Thornton. in exchange for Backus and Lazan. So you get out of that Backus deal.
You do. Trying to think if the Sharks would want... I mean, that doesn't change much for the Sharks. You get Lausanne, which is the big thing for them. One of the things that the Bruins have taken into consideration is, by the way, Lausanne has played beautifully in his last... The games, the 5-6 games, has been excellent at retrieving pucks, pushing pucks, engaging in battles, all doing it on his offside. I mean, one of the things they're going to look at is, where's Connor Clifton? And I'm told he's still mid-Feb, so we're talking 2 more weeks or so. And then where's Kevin Miller? Now, Kevin Miller, we've talked about before.
He was at pucks and paddles, too.
Yeah, but Kevin, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's been out a little bit less than a year, and he's still a ways away.
Yeah.
But what does that mean, and does he become that depth guy, right? Not just your number seven, but your depth guy, and then you're like, well, we don't need a guy like Dylan. We all saw Dylan's name last week. Alec Martinez from the LA Kings. I don't see that happening. He's not the type of D-man I don't think they would get. You know, I mean, Dylan would be a good fit here, Fred.
Okay.
He would. Big, strong, willing. And the question again, because what are you willing to move off your, you know, you're getting good performances from Bjork. DeBrusque has picked it up. Yep. Heinen hasn't played the last 2 games, 1 injured, 1 scratch. You have a little extra depth there where, you know, you could look at moving. Interesting. They definitely, they got to like this team. I don't know if they're completely ready to say we're going to go with just this team and not make a move heading into the playoffs.
All right. There you go. You can watch him on Nesson. He, at a very young age, dated women that were older than him. His name is Billy Jaffe. And
that's going to be my new thing on Twitter.
You could become the new MILF hunter. Now there would have to be, the women would have to be quite a bit older.
Well, now they're GILFs.
Well, now they're just, you would never have to wear protection.
Look at it that way.
Because they'd be all postmenopausal.
Excellent. True. You know? I hadn't thought about that. God, I come into here and I just think of things that I never thought of before.
That's great. The whole point.
It's like a lesson.
It's called broadening education. Your horizons. Yes. That's what that is.
I mean, that's part of the joy of the MILF. Pregnant women. I mean, it's all the same. All right.
Nice to see you guys.
All right.
Good to see you.
Hey, Billy. What do we got coming up there, Rich?
Well, Mookie's teammates have weighed in on the Mookie trade. Julian Edelman gets busted on film in Miami.
All right. So we will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, maybe you've already cackled with delight when you saw the Instagram post from Mr. Julian Edelman holding up a boombox on a Photoshop outside of what would be Tom Brady's window, allegedly mimicking the Lloyd Dobler scene from Say Anything.
And it's amazing to me, with all these years since Say Anything came out, that no one's thought of that before.
And it said, baby, come back underneath it. So obviously Julian Edelman truly wants Mr. Tom Brady to return, as if we didn't already know that. But he's popping up in other places. There is a video that somebody sent me this morning, which I have retweeted at Toucher and Rich. And it is of Demi Lovato. She's sang the national anthem, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato. From this past weekend, she is in a strip club. There is a woman who has her butt right in Demi Lovato's face. Demi Lovato with just massive stacks of $1 bills, and she is making it rain all over this girl. Although it's basically just like taking a wad of it and smack. I don't think this woman's really enjoying it that much, because Demi Lovato's taking this like wad of cash and like putting it actually inside of her G-string. I don't know if that's, I mean, like ramming it. I don't know if that's probably a cool thing to do. If you're a guy, I'm sure you wouldn't get away with it. And then all of a sudden the camera moves around, and who's that crazy guy in the background? That is Julian Edelman going, shh, don't tell anyone. And then he goes back and starts like putting his hands in the air and throwing cash. So Julian Edelman, he looks fairly skinny. As a matter of fact, to the point where I wasn't quite sure that was him. And our crack staff of people on Twitter who follow us compared the tattoo on his arm in the video to the tattoo that he has in life. That is indeed Julian Edelman. Well,
congratulations. He's friends with a famous singer.
He is. He's hanging out with Demi Lovato right now, or at least down at this weekend with the Super Bowl.
So do I sense a celebrity coupling?
Maybe that could be the case.
Maybe they could, their agents put them together, much like A-Rod and J-Lo. J-Lo is what I assume happened.
Does it suck to be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan?
Certainly not.
I don't know. It might after you hear this news. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean,
you can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Well, on Tuesday, the Jaguars announced that they will play back-to-back home games in London next season.
If you buy season tickets, you get 6 regular season games.
But the thing is, John, if you think of it this way, I mean, why not have Market 75 have a football team?
I mean, it's such a great town, too.
If you're Sean Conn, you're like, yes, yes, and yes, I'll do that. That's a sellout, a guaranteed sellout in a huge stadium.
It's the 4th largest city in Florida. Everyone give it its due respect.
So this will be the first time an NFL team has ever played consecutive games outside of the United States. The Jaguars explained how the games will impact their season ticket holders in a lengthy press release that's just full of crap. I mean, this is one of those things where they put it out like, listen, we're never going to leave Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, they're never.
No, not at all. So he's basically they said that they would assure them that they would receive a, quote, 50% discount on preseason games. And favorable pricing on the 6 regular season games that will, of course, result in an overall average ticket price reduction of how much? 5%.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
And then you leave the stadium and you're still in Jacksonville. For everybody.
The team also says that season ticket holders receive a new and improved benefits package. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, you get, a pension and some nice insurance.
Shad Khan insists, he of course is the owner, that he is committed to keeping the team in Jacksonville. And he says playing 2 home games in London will help increase revenue and, quote, bridge the gap while the ownership group continues to develop TIAA Bank Field and the surrounding downtown area. I mean, you could not be any more full of crap if you tried.
Ron Jeremy's being disingenuous.
Well, that's the thing, is he's sick of being compared to Ron Jeremy, who's not as big in London as he is in the United States.
Why would you? I've said this before. Like, why would you sign as a free agent with the Jaguars in the first place? But now knowing that it could move to London, I know, Fred, you talked about there could be reasons for it, endorsements being like the big thing over, and I understand that. But if you are not the quarterback or the face of the franchise, I can't think of one good reason why all of that travel would be a good idea in the least.
They'd have to figure it out. I don't know how they would figure it out, but, I mean, playing in Seattle is no picnic either, so.
But at least your division is close. So at least the people you're playing, so, like, there's no one close. Like, the closest team to you is still a 6-hour plane ride away.
But if Seattle's got to play a bunch of games on the East Coast, so, I mean.
Yeah, Dan said it best. It'd be like Seattle playing in the AFC East.
Yeah, they should be.
I wouldn't mind that. It'd be fun to see at least a pretty good team out here with a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Jets, though. They got a good quarterback.
The Jets do have a good quarterback. Well, now let's see if Adam Gase can put it together, baby.
It is all on Adam Gase.
It's all on Joe Douglas. This is a big offseason.
Success is right around the corner.
Well, speaking of more football, how about 17 games?
I'd rather have their quarterback than your quarterback. All right, go ahead.
17-game season. Anybody up for that? The players aren't.
I love football. I want another week of it.
Yep. You realize what this is? They want to push the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. They want that to happen.
Good. So I'll be out of town.
Yes. So the players
be on a plane. I won't be able to watch it.
They're just about unanimous against a 17-game expansion, but they're going, no. Here, listen. Hear us out. We're going to give you guys some cool stuff. They're saying that it's not going to kick until 2021. All right. They also said that players will receive
an Xbox
and a nice pair of isotoner gloves. They said it would the 2020 season would also likely include an extra playoff game pending owners' approval. The changes to the league's drug policy would be a concession that would nearly eliminate punishments to players who test positive for marijuana. Do that anyway.
Well, yeah, they're going to do that anyway.
Well, you got to get something for that. You got to get something for that, especially with the new CBA around the corner. You got to get something for that.
I mean, Lord knows that whoever Buffalo beat out for the AFC, you know, needed to be in the playoffs. Why would you expand the field for the playoffs? Who's ever gone like, unless you're a fan of the team, who's ever gone like, ah, yeah. You know, like that 8-8 Jets team needs to get in there.
Kraft has wanted this too for years.
Well,
yeah.
The 17-game season?
No, the expanded playoffs.
It's perfect as is.
I agree.
Like, I mean, the NFL is perfect as is, and maybe even a little bloated as is with the Thursday night football. But right now, the length of it, it's enough, man. How many months of football is that? You got 5 months of football? Almost half the year.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got the XFL to whet our appetites. Woo-hoo! Cardale Jones, here I come.
Yep. I mean, you could say that 11-5 Patriots team when they had Castle.
But that was kind of awesome in that you can have a really good team making a push at the end and still not make it.
Like, no,
I mean,
no,
it,
but
it
I'm
keeps
just
that your keeps your foot on the gas the entire year.
I'm
I
just,
like that.
I'm just thinking about like it, like teams that you were like, ah.
How often does that happen? Once every 5 years?
Rarely. And you're right. That Patriots team was an example of
one. Not even that. Not even that.
And then you have seasons where you have a 7-9 Seahawks team end up making the playoffs.
And they beat New Orleans in the first round, defending Super Bowl champions.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know. Also, they said that as a thing that they would give the players, they would gain increases to benefits to former players. Okay. Why don't you give that to them anyway? Also, the on-field discipline fine schedule will be modified significantly in the players' favor. These are all things the players should get anyway.
Well, they could. I mean, now you can fight. Which is good.
Yeah, you do that. You know how much Jennifer Lopez and Shakira got paid for the Super Bowl?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. They did it just for the promotion, which meant they got a whole lot more streams, which means they probably got 58 cents each.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, but then it makes your album sales go nuts.
That's what I was saying, the streams, which means you got 58 cents.
Yeah, you get a half a penny for every 100 streams.
That's sounds about right. So
I wonder if J-Lo's completely legitimate boyfriend was excited about her performance.
Did you see him freaking out? He was geeking out like a fanboy. He's so likable.
Yeah, yeah. There, you know, that. And as far as I'm concerned, that marriage is as real as the day is long.
You think it's a sham?
I would think, after the Pete Davidson stuff, I'm like, all right, come on now. This is out of control. I mean, these like arranged PR stunts are nuts, because you know the story about the male singer that was dating Shannon Elizabeth, and that had been set up by a PR company.
Oh yeah, I know about that.
Yep.
Fred, guess who's coming in concert?
Do you have anything like good to offer the conversation besides booze breath?
No. No, I've been reading a lot of
Incubus is going on tour, and guess who they're coming with, Fred?
Dude, I'm gonna get so high. I've been reading a lot of Brandon from Incubus's poetry, and it's really moving. The sky looks like a backlit canopy with holes punched in it. Does it now? The sky looks like something blue. Dude, I'm gonna get ripped. You get so baked and just watch Peanut take on that face.
Oh, yeah. Slap that face, Peanut.
What's unfortunate is the guys in 311 are, like, super nice.
They're nice guys, and they're legitimately talented.
Yeah, like, Peanut, the bass.
I don't know about SA. I don't really know what he does.
Well, he raps. Eli. We put on the patois even though we're from Nebraska.
Oh.
E.E. Cummings.
Weather in Jamaica.
Yeah, you got a lot of Jamaican roots there, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy.
It's your mix. Congratulations.
Congratulations, it's your mix.
They were on,
you
like,
got it.
The audience channel, and like I'm like, all right, I'll watch this, kind of funny. And S.A. Martinez, same exact rap cadence as on the new stuff as in the old stuff.
So just get off of your ass.
Listen, the 311 are very nice guys. Even though I don't know how they got in the way all these years with that fake patois, even though they're from... Like, can you imagine just going, Hirawai!
Chill!
Chill! That's the best. Chill!
Whether from Jamaica or from the Angels, hey. All right. Never turn your back on me, or else you'll get a surprise. All right. We will be right back with what's going on with Zolak and Bertrand.
We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And we are wrapping up the show. Heavy on the Mook. Ebets talk.
Get that song out of your head.
Yeah, that's not it. Well, you kind of planted another one when you put, whether from Jamaica or from the Angels, it's hey.
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angels, it's hey. The Peanuts characters. Hey, 11 days till pitchers. Spring training starts. Boom, train came down.
That was a, that's been a, it's amazing too, because we still have not at any clue what kind of punishment they're going to get for the investigation that they're under as well. So, I mean, the,
I don't think they're going to get hit that bad. I really don't.
See, I heard something, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, that it's now leaning towards there being something substantial. Like, each player's being asked a specific question now. And who was it? Was it Rosenthal? It was somebody who is fairly reliable that they're asking each player this specific question as if they know something in particular that they're trying to prove.
I think Lou had it too, locally.
Okay.
So, he doubled down on that.
Well, I mean, see, to me, that doesn't say that this is going to be nothing. And wouldn't it be funny if it came out that Mookie was one of the people who was like heavily involved in all of this?
Well, they didn't use it in
2018 was his best year, right?
So you're saying that Chaim Bloom sold short intentionally because he knew. I see.
He figured it all out.
Yep.
And even if that didn't happen, they'll make it look like that's what happened.
Well, if you're the Red Sox, you're going to be psyched. People talked about you today.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they loved everything that was said. It's part of the hashtag Mookie Smear campaign.
Yeah. Yep. They always kick them in the butt when they're going out the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Scotty Z, who cracked my back.
How you feel? Good?
Yeah. Sorry.
Dude, I got a lot. Walk right up.
Yeah.
I'll do yours after this walk.
No, you won't. I hunch over when I'm sitting down because of the way the mic
is. It's all tension. Your whole upper body, your upper back tension is. Oof.
Yeah. Very tense. Very tense.
You loosen it up. You're gonna, like Jay Stu.
Well, that's kind of the dream.
He won't let me crack his back.
I wonder why that is. You've tried,
you think?
No, I've done Billy Lanny's. I've done a lot of Tom's.
Huh. Yeah. All right. What do you guys got going today?
Obviously, a lot of baseball. Brad Stevens, 12:50, our weekly interview with him. So I'm going to ask him who would win in a fight, him or Sean Grandy.
Yeah, ask him about that weird exchange.
Have you played that yet?
Oh, yeah, we played
it. Yeah.
I mean, I think that he was obviously busting Sean Grandy's balls, but I mean, it was definitely weird.
There goes, there's ball busting and then it. They're on top of each. He's on top of it. Yeah. Something happened there.
How much are they in contact? I guess.
Oh, they see each other all the time. Jesus. It's like, man, Belichick times 100.
Yeah.
You know, those pregame interview ones, they probably get stale after a while. You can only ask so many questions. So many
I would
times.
Imagine, if you're doing it every game.
Yeah.
That's a lot. All right. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves.
Sounds good.
You guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Everyone, have a wonderful day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.